Welcome to part two. We're still in the research brewery of Weinstephan, and we're still with the Lord of the Foam, Christoph Neugroder.
But you're, I guess, doing also your own science projects here at the chair at the Institute. So can you also give us one example for your house hold research works or beer developments?
Okay, a good example for this is we did a lot of research in dry hopping, in the topic dry hopping. Don, you know dry hopping? You know what it is?
Yeah, well, I know it, but we should.
Maybe we should ask the Austrian guy.
let's say I know it, but explain it for the listeners.
Yeah, just for you out there, maybe not knowing what dry hopping is, it's a special hopping technique where you're adding the hops, which by German beer styles would be classical at the hot part in the brew house where you're adding the hops while boiling. You add them later on after fermentation or while the maturation in the cold part of the beer production, like in the cellar. So this is why it's called dry or cold hopping or late hopping. Late hopping would be actually more also in the brew house, but in the later part in the brew house and not while boiling. But yeah, this is dry hopping. I don't know why it's dry, why the term is dry. But yeah, it's like hopping in the cellar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that, and then you have more of this hop oils, the special aroma components of the hop in the beer. And there was years ago, this was a big research topic. The former head of the research brewery, did a lot of research in this topic, and we're using different hop techniques. So we have a static hop treatment, we have a mixing procedure, and then we analyze at which step it's the best. And out of this research project, we get the beer, the Weinstephaner Pale Ale. You might know, and this is the perfect example for me, it's one of the best analyzed beer in the world. Because we did so much research in the production process, so we know exactly what we did to get this beer and this and this taste and this aroma.
Yeah, the Weinstephan Pale Ale is a development of you that we brought in some export markets special beer releases on the market. Just also try to see how people react on that. So there we did a partnership where the science brewery, the research brewery here, brewed the beer and developed it. And we sold it, I guess, in Korea it was, in Spain, some countries also in Scandinavia, I guess also United States, I'm not so sure. But yeah, we did it in some markets and it was received very well. So people really, really liked it. But it was actually pretty nice information that you're doing so much in analysis there.
Yeah. For example, maybe it's interesting for the listeners to this podcast. We did trial. It's when we do the trial hopping technique. So we use a hop gun. So it's a special mixture of the beer.
Special piece of equipment to dry hop. Yeah,
exactly. And then we not dry hopped in the fermentation process. We do it at the end of the maturation process when the beer has 10 degrees Celsius, because we did the trials with different temperatures, and we see that we have the highest aroma at this temperature. And this is a typical.
So the aroma migrates better in the beer at that special temperature, at that special part of the process than at any other point.
But it belongs to the hop variety, because we're using Hersbrucker, for example, and if you do it with, I don't know, Cascade, for example,
it's completely different.
So it's very hard to find the special point for the special hop.
Okay. So this is one example of your own research. But what I now find fascinating is the role you play in here. I mean, you guys are acting kind of a central department for all aspects of research of the brewing process. I mean, it's equipment design, like you already told, or using equipment like the hop gun. It's raw materials like new hop, new barley, whatever. than product development for itself, like the pale ale,
digitalization,
microbiology, automation, digitalization. So all of this, and you're the testing ground for it, because in the end, all those parts of the research for brewing beer is actually must end up getting implemented in the whole process and end up then in the end at a good beer, right? So like seeing that complex process in research and how you're kind of a service or you're kind of a central department for supporting all the other departments that are researching here with your research brewery to help them to get their knowledge. Scientifically seen, must there be kind of an all-rounder in that field? I mean, because, you know, you're kind of supporting everyone here, the automation group, the microbiology group, the yeast guys. So
Yeah, I think for me, my answer to this question is all-rounder, yeah, maybe. But I think you should like brewing technology. For me, it's totally interesting to see what you can do if you have a look on the processing to produce a beer. And that's why I did so many projects with different groups and different guys. If you work with physicians or med medicine people, they think totally different to you. Mm-hmm. But I think a good brewer likes the process and want to get the process, the beer brewing process better. And that's why I love my work, because I learned
you
so
also
much.
Can learn
learn so much more, and it's really, really interesting. And this is also, I don't know, do you know the story about the Shakespeare? Mm-mm. So Shakespeare is not the
famous British author. It's a piece of equipment.
Exactly.
From Steinecker, right? From Meshing.
And this is also invented by a brewer, and it comes out from the cement industrial. So if you're mixing cement,
concrete
with water, then you have you need the homogase mixing, mm-hmm. and this is also used by the Shakespeare.
So like this vibration technique is making a homogeneous concrete and also a homogeneous mesh.
Exactly, and this is the perfect example. As a good brewer is looking out of the box and looks everywhere. So I know all I know all the construction areas here in Weinstephan
and Freisinger.
Maybe I see also this.
So anybody who missed it, it's Shakespeare.
Yeah,
not Shakespeare. It's Shakespeare. It's a wordplay.
It's a wordplay, and it's Shakespeare. B-E-E-R, and it's Freising made. It's 3 kilometers away here from the campus and from the brewery. The Steinecker equipment manufacturer, one of the famous brew house and process equipment manufacturers in the industry. They also did some of your equipment here. Also in our brewery. So I guess when they're around the corner, they're very supportive
for both of us.
Yeah, cool thing. But yeah, didn't know that. It's a very cool story. Yeah,
is this for you? I mean, obviously, you guys are doing a whole lot of research here. What's more fun to you? Because you are a brewer. You're not only a scientist; you're a brewer. And most of the brewers we talk to, they say that brewing is so much fun, and we want to brew different beers and everything. What's more fun to you? To find out new stuff, do actual research, or to just brew beers?
Like in the end, having a great beer, and you're like, well, maybe I don't get any new knowledge out of it, but
it's a great beer.
That is.
It depends on the question. So you can ask the question, so it fits perfect.
Yeah.
But for me, it's I think brewing is so much science that science first. But I think. We did a beer, a 100% wheat beer, and filtration by the mash filter, and was really worked perfect. Then we make an open fermentation, so everything's fine. And then when we go to the storage, there was something in the beer. And then we have a big infection in the beer. But then I think, oh, what should we do? But then I had some filter sheets. And we tested filter sheets to decrease the infection. So it's also scientific. So out of an accident, we can do research. Yeah. So everything is false.
So the first approach was just to make a great wheat beer. And then in the end, it was like, well, it was not that how it worked out. But we can now make a hell of a, brewing, of a research project.
Yeah,
it doesn't taste like it should. All right, it's research.
Last research question to your personal research field. Is beer foam, like having a nice white fine bubbled beer crown, foam crown on your beer. It's a very special Bavarian and German thing, I guess. It's part of more like of beer culture than of anything else. But I always preach when I'm on my travels that if you want to serve a proper Bavarian style beer, it must have a foam crown. Maybe it's not something super technical that you need to achieve for the better taste, but it's part of how to serve and enjoy the beer. But because beer is always culture. Beer is always also a cultural approach. And if you want to serve a correct, proper German or Bavarian style beer, doesn't matter if it's a Helles or it's a Pils or it's a wheat beer, there must be a nice foam crown. And that's your PhD field you're working in I don't know, demystifying foam, or what is it exactly about?
Yeah,
I'm
looking for substances to stabilize the beer foam, because for a German beer drinker, the foam should be homogeneous, white, not very coarse compact. Structure, compact and stable. Mm-hmm. And it's typical for the German beer drinker. Yeah. For example,
it's a cultural thing. Maybe in Asia or in some parts of North America, there are people who don't care about that. That's fine. That's okay, though. That's their beer culture, their approach to that. That's totally okay. But I love my beer foam. It's beer sexiness. I mean, that's how it should be, and that's how I learned it. And
Yeah, the beer foam is a very, very interesting topic.
But very complex, right?
Yeah, very complex. This is why I'm a little bit stucking with the words, because most of the people asked me how I get the best beer foam. Mm-hmm. So, okay, it's not so easy because it's complex. It's maybe depending on the proteins and the bitter acids and the CO2. So it's not so easy. So I have no numbers or no values to produce the best for beer foam. But if you have problem with the beer foam, then put it to cans, because no one is looking, is pouring out of a can on the glass.
Because they're directly drinking it. Yeah, so, you're right.
But when you drink a beer at home, then clean your glasses with water, so cool it down, and then you do the best for the beer foam. And don't put the Schweinshaxe in the beer glass, and don't use lipstick. So
everything what's fat is bad for.
Yeah, but this is. I have two stories. Maybe I should tell.
let me just ask. Add one more thing to that. When you clean your glass, don't clean it with dishwasher.
No, dishwasher is the death of the beer.
Just glass. Clear water,
and. For me, beer glasses should not put into the dishwasher too.
Yeah.
Because most of the things you're using for cleaning, the agencies are not the best for the beer foam.
Yeah, the cleaning detergents. So,
exactly. And that's why you should do it by hand. Yeah. Handmade.
There you go. craft beer cleaning.
Yeah. But sorry, I was interrupting you. We were about to tell two stories.
Yeah, one story is about the beer foam itself, because I did my first presentation in Chicago in 2016, and I make my presentation about foam stability measurement techniques you can use, and what is the influence of the components of the beer. And was very nervous when I did this presentation, and after the presentation a guy stood up and said something to me. He comes from Texas, and I don't understand anything. And I said, pardon? And he repeated his question or answer, I don't know. And then I looked to the moderator, and he said, why? I said, why? Yeah, why this whole work for beer foam? I was standing there, okay, yeah, I'm a German brewer, so I like beer foam, and I want to know more about beer foam. But yeah, this was very funny.
Yeah, I guess the need for research in that in other countries are not not seen, but here in Germany, it's like, yeah. Tell any German beer lover on the street, like, what people should do research about beer, and I guess 100%, one out of three is saying, we're going to better foam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give you 100 euros on that.
Yeah.
When you go probably up right, there, ask.
It's probably right.
Some guy on the street, what should we research about?
Yeah. Germans love better foam. Foam.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it is. And the second story is about Tizzy.
It's a bad name.
Because beer foam is one of my favorite topics in research. I like beer foam. I could talk hours about beer foam. And maybe I'm a little bit a geek, so a little bit a nerd. But in former years, I don't know how long
was it? It's a few years.
Years ago.
2017, 2018, something. When I worked here, yeah.
A newspaper looking for... the nerd, the biggest nerd in Weinstephan. So we have an institute about fishing, and we have the forestry, and there are a lot of nerds.
Sustainability management, whatever.
Yeah, it's really there are a lot of nerds.
And nutrition science
and nutrition. Yeah, yeah.
So there are a lot of nerd
milk
topics.
Techniques. So yeah. A lot of nerds. But Tissy sent an email with my name.
Yeah, I always want to support the brewers.
But it's very cool because beer foam is really an interesting topic, and it's also a good example of how you work as a brewer. So you are, you can talk. I was at a conference and then make a lecture, and there were only physicians and machinists and special people from the oil refineries and. I'm as a brewer talking about beer foam at this conference. It was really cool. And this is typical for a brewer. You can talk 10 minutes about everything with everyone, and then you need a new beer and go away.
Wow. That's actually a very great strategy. I would totally try this immediately at the CVC in a few months.
How to get out of an awkward conversation? Finish your beer.
I need a fresh beer.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, because of another question that we wanted to ask you, and this is actually the last question, what do you think the beer of tomorrow, or maybe also the research of tomorrow in this field, will look like?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to answer because. Of course, the raw materials will be in a focus on the research. But I think the beer with additional benefits is one of the future beer topics. So if you produce a beer which tastes and maybe is good for your health or has a special benefit, this is, I think, one of the main focus in the research. And also sustainability in the brewing process. For example, the brewer puts a lot of water in the production of the malt and took it out and put the malt back to water. So it's really in high water
consumption
process, in the beer production process. But I think this is one of the main focuses in the next years to get more knowledge and. Got and better sustainability in the beer production.
Sounds good.
Definitely. So, I guess all left to say is thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
For all your information, for all you totally. Tell us about the research. I hope all the listeners out there now have some kind of picture of the research brewery, what's done here and what's going to be done here in the next few years, probably. And if you want to find out more about our
science topics, just go to our other episodes. We talked about alcohol-free beers. We talked about sensory. We talked about, what else did we talk about?
Tapping.
Draft day with Roman Werner, yeah. Also here from the Institute.
Yeah. And just check out these episodes.
By the way, draft beers. We forgot one topic completely, but let's do it quickly, yeah, before we end. Special beers, draft beers. From time to time, the brewery, Wein Stefan, and the research brewer cooperating, making some special beers for special markets.
It's a long tradition here.
It's actually a long tradition. I mean, we started a few years ago. One of my most favorite was the Dark Wheat Bock Galaxy for Australia with the Galaxy hops.
Yeah, with the Galaxy. But this is also, Galaxy is a typical Australian hop with a lot of tiles in it. Uh-huh. And in former years, the German brewers say, I don't use Galaxy because it's a little bit like skunky aroma. Yeah. But now, everyone the tiles, everyone likes Galaxy.
Yeah, it's a great hop. And the beer was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then what we did for the USA ones was Fresh Hop Finest, the Fresh Hop beers. Yeah, it was exclusively for California. This was great. Wein Stefan Pale Ale, we mentioned that shortly in the podcast. This was good. The Stout was also great.
It's better than the Guinness, isn't it?
And we'll leave you with that.
This was really, really good. And we're now thinking going back on some of the special projects. So we definitely pick up some talks on that. We're totally looking in the future for the beer of tomorrow's. A real tomorrow beer will be maybe our next cooperation beer.
One of our special
export markets. We will see who will be the lucky market, who will get it. But I guess I'm looking in your eyes and I see I think, sparkling I like, think, ooh, I think, yeah.
We will find a beer. Which
But these are one of the, I guess, where we had the most connection to each other as brewery and research brewery doing the development of those special beers for the international markets. And it's always great fun hanging out with you here at your a bar with tap handles. What's the scientific word for it? Testing area or what do you say it? beer taste laboratory?
It's a tapping? Temperature
monitoring?
Yeah,
I guess. Let's go to the lab.
I think the lab is calling. So.
Okay, now we made it also with the special beers.
Yeah, and because the lab is calling, we'll finish up this episode right now because we have to go to the lab and do some research.
Science.
All right, so thank you very much for listening in. Thank you, Christoph, for being with us.
Thanks for your time.
And thank you all out there, and we'll hear from you next time.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.